From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. After a North Korean nuclear test, the U.S. president takes aim at South Korea. U.S. President Donald Trump declared Sunday that appeasement with North Korea will not work after Pyongyang claimed it had successfully tested a missile-ready hydrogen bomb. The U.S. president used his Twitter account to say North Korea has conducted a major nuclear test. Their words and actions continue to be very hostile and dangerous to the United States. He said, South Korea is finding, as I have told them, that their talk of appeasement with North Korea will not work. They only understand one thing. His comments came hours after the U.S. Geological Survey picked up a 6.3 magnitude explosion in North Korea, which Pyongyang confirmed was a nuclear test at 6th. The isolated regime said this one was of a hydrogen bomb that could be fitted atop a ballistic missile, sharply raising the stakes in the U.S.-North Korea confrontation. South Korea Sunday called for the strongest possible response, including new UN Security Council sanctions to completely isolate North Korea. Seoul and Washington also discussed deploying U.S. strategic military assets to the Korean Peninsula. According to South Korea's National Security Advisor, Chung Yong, in a news briefing, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency called the test an extremely regrettable act.
This new test, which follows the two tests last year and is the sixth since 2006, is in complete disregard of the repeated demands of the international community.
North Korea conducted its first nuclear test on October 9, 2006. This is VOA News. President Trump spent a day visiting with hurricane victims in the states of Texas and Louisiana Saturday. We also met with emergency response teams, including the people from FEMA, the Federal Government Emergency Management Team. This Houston resident is asking FEMA for help.
I'm here to get assistance from FEMA. I've been waiting for 3 days, and they said they're going to help me, and I hope they do. And they're going to help everybody. They're doing a good job. And Houston is all together, and God bless everybody for this place here.
Hurricane Harvey made landfall in Texas last weekend, dropping record-setting amounts of rain, and all at least 50 lives were lost in the storm. More than 1 million people have been displaced. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says his country will not accept any proposal from the United States that goes against Mexico's national dignity. He noted the relationship with the Trump administration must be based on principles such as protection of Mexico's migrants. President Trump has labeled Mexico's immigrants to the U.S. murderers and rapists. He also said he'll build a wall between Mexico and the United States. Human rights activist Lilian Tintori, the wife of Venezuela's best-known detained political leader, Leopoldo Lopez, says she has been barred from leaving the country. She said she'd been scheduled to meet with European leaders and vowed to continue her efforts to hold those meetings.
It will be completed, and it will be completed well. And the voice of each and every one of us will be represented at each meeting.
Venezuela's opposition says the government of President Nicolas Maduro is stepping up repression of opponents. Meanwhile, government officials say they're acting to stop violent coup plots fomented by the United States and other foreign powers. The Cambodian opposition leader, Sem Soka, has been arrested on an espionage charge, accused of conspiring with a foreign power to harm the country. The charge carries a jail term of 15 to 30 years. Kem Sokha's arrest comes as the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen is dealing with growing opposition support, especially among younger voters there. Britain appears to be drifting toward a Norway-style Brexit deal that would give Britain access to the European Union as a single market. Speaking in Washington after 4 days of testy and inconclusive talks in Brussels with EU negotiators, the British minister overseeing Brexit negotiations, David Davis, offered the admission that Britain is weighing whether to join the European Free Trade Association. And the U.S. Justice Department has said in a court ruling there is no evidence to support President Trump's assertion the previous presidential administration wiretapped his headquarters in New York City's Trump Tower. However, he's tweeted, "How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones?"
That's the latest world news from VOA.